So someone asked me, are you going to say Happy Halloween? Well, I already did. I have a good safe Halloween, and let's get to it. Today is October 31st, obviously. This is SEO Tips Tuesday, and we're going to take the concept that we've been espousing, that you should register your business with Google. And I said, well, what do you get? I mean, after you've registered your business, what's going to make that be the pearl in the oyster you hoped it would be? And let's have a look at that. You can see the link in the show notes right here. If you go to blog.guyercookonlineservices.com, that'll take you to the show notes. Just like it'll be posted also on the guyercookreport.podbean.com. And click on that link, and bazinga, this happens. You'll get to see a panel over here on the right that's got the name of your company. Mine is B Domain Hosting Inc., if you don't know that already. And there's a link for the website, etc. But there's also a dashboard. And to get to that dashboard, you go to the Visit Google My Business, that link right there, and your business on Google that shows up. And it's going to give you this look. There. The B Domain Hosting Inc. under Google My Business, it's important to note that your company has been verified. See, I highlight it right there. If that word verified doesn't appear, get her done. Whatever it takes to contact Google My Business and find out what's amiss, get that updated and verified, because that's how it happens. And then you get all these other features. One of the things I wanted to show you is under website, they give you a free website, not bad looking, that you can edit and add content to and so forth, all from your desktop browser. You don't need to know any coding. You just need to know the text that you're going to insert into the page, and that'll get it done. So, oh, wait a minute. We can't do this yet, because, you know what we say, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. So let's do a test. So we're back at GT Metrics testing the site. It's vdomainhosting-inc.business.site. That's the default URL that they give you from the Google dashboard that we just looked at. And so this is the real-time test of the site. And I'm doing this so you can see how cat-fast quick that loads up. The test shows the score on page speed is 96%. The Y-slow score is 86%. The fully loaded page time, 4 seconds. And that's kind of the soft time span I've given mobile sites. If it doesn't load in 4 seconds, ain't going to happen. Okay? The free website that they're giving you, quite good, according to the test. And now we're back at the show notes. And the show notes include also all the usual suspects of link, but there's a new one. We've added this morning a link to our SoundCloud channel. So click on the link that you see right there. It goes to SoundCloud. And clicking on that will get you there. Shout out thanks to all the usual suspects, to Fraser Ramsey, who's are now going to be part of his podcast, Hattrick and Ramsey Unleashed, that's on Podbean as well. In fact, Fraser, I think, is the guy that told me about Podbean. I wouldn't be on Podbean without his counsel, suggestion to do that. Eileen Smith gave us a shout out on the Twitter feed, thanking us for the shout out. So if we keep doing this, maybe we'll keep getting them. Go to Facebook groups. There's one there called Friends Just Chatting. Search for it, find it, sign up. It's a private group. People from all over the world talking about everything. Good channel. Like I said, the SoundCloud. We're also on Pinterest, on Reddit. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Subscribe on YouTube if you're watching us on YouTube. so you don't miss any more episodes. You can also join the channel on Fire Talk, where we're at right now, by clicking on this little banner right here. So I'm going to thank you for listening, because I'm getting a call, wouldn't you know. And it's Fargo, North Dakota. I'm going to hang up. So thank you for listening to the October 31st Halloween episode of the Guy R. Cook Report. It's a wrap.